The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
All right, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Again, our thanks to Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, for just joining us. Great. If you have that radio.com app, just hit rewind. Go back and listen to that interview in its entirety. If you don't, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC. And you can listen to that interview there. Or you can also listen to Emily Walden, who was there in the Chevy drive home, a Big Show moment of the day. Both of those interviews will be available there a little bit later on once Stan Plotkin gets it up.
Good guests this year.
You've been getting us a lot of good guests?
Yeah, I've been working hard. Normally, I don't get guests, but I've been doing it since March.
You probably have been the MVP of the Big Show in 2020, literally. Yeah. You really have.
I told you, stay out my dreams, Steve.
Yeah, you really have stepped it up this year. You really have. Bringing his A-game.
No, I have.
Every day.
Garrett, yes. If we was no pandemic, you would see me twice a week.
That's right.
And I'll be coming in about 3:40.
You are right about that. Yeah,
you
no
got
doubt.
Me now, though.
Yeah, no.
But today I got y'all back to normal. I hit y'all by 2:30.
Yeah, it's all right though. I get it. It's fine. Appreciate every day that you're here. Just like I appreciate every day that Gary's here. Very, very happy.
And what you told me when it was just me and you talking, but hey.
No need to bring it up on the air. The right lane, it's $50 for a cutout at Miller Park this
Mandela.
Season. Will you buy one? That is the right lane. We just had Rick Schlesinger on. The left lane, should we be worried about Ricky Wagner taking over for Brian Bulaga? That article by Bill Huber. On SI's channel, and just I'm concerned now. That's the left lane and the return lane. Over under 31.5 wins for the Brewers in 2020 prior to spring training 2.0 starting. Do you have the over or the under? Still to come, we'll hear from Giannis coming up at 5:35. He had a presser earlier today. All right, right lane. It's $50 for cutout Miller Park this season. Will you buy one? It's section 422 up there by Bob Uecker. That's where it is currently. Yes, Leroy.
What about my idea about Keston here sometime being the DH?
You can have that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, defensively, he's not the best in the whole wide world, so that would make sense to give him a breather on a day.
Man, that dude can hit, man.
I mean, realistically.
Just let him hit.
And I'm going to sound like a fan now, and so I apologize.
Uh-oh. Oh, here you go, Gary.
I apologize.
Disclaimer.
Realistically, none of the starters should get a day off in this season. Realistically. Mm-hmm. Realistically, nobody should have a day off. You're playing 60 games in 66 days, so there are six built-in off days. Hold on. There's six built-in off days. On days when you're not in the field, you can be in the DH role. So legitimately, really, if you look at it, you really shouldn't have your key. I shouldn't say all-stars because there's going to be platoons at positions. But those that are playing in the same position every day and aren't platooning, really at this point, probably don't need an off day per se outside of the six that are scheduled already.
Gary, ain't they going to pull a hamstring if they do that?
Hamstring.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of injuries. NBA, there'll be injuries, I bet you.
You want Ryan Braun to play all the time.
There'll be a lot of soft tissue issues.
Yes.
For sure.
Soft tissue.
Yeah.
That don't sound right, but okay, I'll go.
All right, Gary, $50 for cutout Miller Park, section 422. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Brewers website. Will you buy one?
Yeah, Steve, I would love to, but my pocket ain't right. You know?
Got a hole in it?
Yeah. It's reduced. And it's reduced. I can't get out to pick and save and stuff like I used to. I just, you know, I got to buy some dog food. I'm sorry. But I think it's a great idea, though. I really do. I think it's a great idea that they're putting on.
All right.
I'm getting one.
Leroy, you already tweeted out a picture of a $50 bill.
Yes. I got that from my wife.
See, if I had Leroy money, I'd get all sale money.
Oh, I'm dead broke because my wife just run everything. I'm with you, girl. You got to live within your means. But to support the smallest market team, and to support the Milwaukee Brewer Foundation type, and to help people, their stores open up now. They're doing cashless, by the way. You can put credit card. I love my team locally, and I can find $50 to have a great idea. Hopefully, I'm guaranteeing we're gonna sell more than 500. I mean, cause I already text like six of my friends, and they'd say, "What? Yeah, I'm doing it. Can I put my picture by you?" I say, "I ain't guaranteeing that. Now you just." Get a picture and they tell you how to upload it and everything. I just want to support my team. And I think that's just, and Gary's right about the money aspects of it, because we still have people unemployed. But if people can help somebody, because I'm actually going to buy one for my neighbor. He's 84 years old, and he ain't know nothing about it. He didn't even know how to text. I texted him, and he's overjoyed. I mean, because he was back when they, 82, Steve? 80, when they went to the World Series?
82, yep.
Yeah, so for him, he said that would be coming full circle if he can get a picture of him and put out there for $50. I mean, so we have to help each other. So I'm going to give him $50 so he can get a picture and put it up there. And then when you asked a brilliant question, Steve, is they going to have a camera up there to show your face? That's amazing during timeouts. Because Rick said Fox knew all about it and doing commercials. You know, because sometimes I like when Euchre tells stories. Isn't that the best?
Yes.
And that's Gary's friend, Euchre. He loves Gary. So him and Bull, they love Gary. They love me more, but I don't want to, you know, say nothing. When they pan that camera and see my neighbor's face, all of his grandkids are just going to be so excited. They're just going to be excited for just maybe one time for 3 seconds, see his face there. It would be truly amazing. If they ever get fans in, which he indicated, we're optimistic. If they call up, say, "Look, we need to move these to get a real fan," I'm okay with it.
All right, so that's the right lane. It's $50 for a cutout Miller Park this season. Section 422 up by the Bob Euchre statue. Will you buy one tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock? Yeah. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The fan will get to the other two lanes coming up after a quick timeout. But first, Gary Ellerson will tell you where to go buy your jewelry. Go, Gary.
You okay?
Yes.
Okay, my good friends over at the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, folks, in a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you'll get the most money for your old gold of jewelry, because I know everybody needs some money right now. You got laying around. You're going to get it at the Jewelry Center. But in order to get that most money for your old gold of jewelry, you got to go and ask for Dean Murray. And you got to tell them the boys from the Big Show sent you. And if you're looking to propose to your girl and get that diamond ring, where the best diamond ring that you're going to get at the best possible price is at the Jewelry Center. But you got to go ask Dean Murray. You got to tell them the guys from the Big Show sent you. Guys, if you need any piece of jewelry, you got to go to the Jewelry Center. I know a lot of you folks like to shop around, do this, that, and the other, but fine, go ahead. But I'm telling you, spend too much money at these other places. And here's why, because Roy's about to tell you what they have done the last 4 years, Roy.
4 years in a row, the top jeweler. That's not by mistake, okay? And again, trustworthy, work with your budget. Just go to shoptjc.com. I know it's going to be a little humid and hot. If you can't go to the pool, pick your phone up. They got people on there to chat with you, okay? They can chat with you and say, "Listen, my dad has a rare watch. Do y'all sell batteries?" Not only do we sell batteries, we sell more watch batteries than anybody. It's Dean Murray in the Jewelry Center.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. And right now at Wendy's, get a breakfast Baconator. Honey butter chicken biscuit, sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant. How about that frosted chino? And get a second for just $1. Tomorrow's looking good now at Wendy's. And take advantage of that now while you can from Wendy's. I'm going to get me a frosted chino, I think, tomorrow. I think
eat it with your point finger, Steve.
What'd you say?
Eat it with your point finger, just dig it down in there. You don't need no spoon.
I think that's what I'm going to do. Get me a frosted chino tomorrow. Mike on the south side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey, you Mike. Have to have front row Amy cut out first row. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
And I predict Cubs fans will buy the most cutouts.
I don't know. Oh, you're funny for the 422. Yeah, you're funny.
You didn't like that?
Nah.
I liked it.
The money goes to charity. I don't care.
Yeah.
Dog food, pet warehouse, and 27th. Yeah. You buy 10 bags, you get the 11th free. Anyway,
you
save money
and
problem
one.
Times.
Wait a second.
Where
are you putting 10 bags of dog food?
Thank you.
Well, no. Every time you buy a bag, you save your receipt.
Oh.
And then after you buy 10, they give you the 11.
So it's like it's like a rewards program.
Yeah.
That ain't no deal, though.
Yeah. All right. What do you mean it's not a deal? You can get a free bag of dog food. You got to buy dog food anyhow, Leroy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got to spend $500 to get $5. What's this that make? Go ahead, Mike. What you got?
What else?
That's it. He's gone. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So the left lane in Great Lakes Dragway, the right lane, the right lane is a $50 for a cutout at Miller Park this season. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the Brewers website. Your cardboard cutout will be put in section 422. Fox Sports Wisconsin will have cameras up there through games, so you'll probably be able to see yourself on TV at some point throughout the season as well. So that's a little added bonus pop if you are interested. Get them tomorrow morning. Will you buy one? That's the right lane. The left lane, should we be worried about Ricky Wagner taking over for Brian Bulaga? This is an article by Bill Huber. We put it out on Twitter as well if you haven't read it yet. And he pretty much just goes week by week of the pass rushers that he'll have to face. Danielle Hunter is one of them. Cameron Jordan is another. Dante Fowler, Shaq Barrett, D. Ford, Eric Armstead, Josh Allen from the Jaguars, Khalil Mack or Robert Quinn from the Bears, Brian Burns from Carolina, Vic Beasley from the Titans. I mean, it is not an easy list of names to look at when you're trying to replace Brian Bulaga at right tackle, and clearly there's not a huge amount of confidence in Ricky Wagner based on the peanuts that they paid Ricky Wagner in this deal to begin with. In my opinion, I'm happy that it's right tackle. Because if he struggles, and I don't know if he'll struggle, he's a Badger, so I'm hoping not, but if he struggles, at least it's on the right side and I can see what's coming at me from that point. And you brought up before, Leroy, that you can always chip and help or double guys to help Wagner, because Bakhtiari is so good that for the most part, he can probably go one-on-one, Leroy.
Yeah, no question about it. And congratulations to Jordan Love for signing his contract, too. As Gary indicated, A.J. Dillon signed. When you bring in a particular guy, remember now, Matthew Stafford is a shotgun quarterback. He's never under the center. So he's had experience protecting guys that throw the ball. But again, when you have so many pass rushers, especially Danielle Hunter, that kid's amazing, man. A lot of sacks, or Khalil Mack and Quinn and these guys. Because we know what happened last year when they played the Bosa brothers, I mean, for L.A., and when they play San Francisco, you got a big power rushers, but for the most part, the best rusher will be on the left side, on the defensive right side, because they're right-handed. Unless, as Steve pointed out, if you got a left-handed quarterback. With that being said, that's why Josiah, the tight end from Cincinnati, that's why he's there. That's why they brought back Big Dog at tight end. That's why he's there. You know, Sternberger is a chip and go out, but these guys, Josiah and Big Dog, they'll be staying in to get maximum protection, because they're going to run the football. So they need a guy, just a serviceable guy. And I also think they're going to sign a couple of more veterans to compete, to come off the bench just in case. But if they're going to be running the ball a lot, going to be a lot of play action, that slows that rush down. Because that rush has to check first before they go. Otherwise, you know what they're going to do, guys? A lot of screens to Wagner's side, draws to Bakhtiari's side. They got to mix it up. They were 23rd in the league for explosion plays. And Matt LaFleur said he wants to change that. So they'll go more max protection, and they're going to throw the ball down the field. They're going to take a lot of shots. But it just won't be the traditional throw a ball 50 times a game like they're doing in Kansas City. They're not doing that.
That's the left lane. Should we be worried about Ricky Wagner taking over for Brian Bulaga? On Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, 414-799-1250. The return lane over under 31.5 wins for the Brewers in 2020. That's what the odds maker have it at right now, prior to spring training 2.0 kicking off shortly. What are your thoughts on that, Gary Ellerson, over or under?
Yeah, I think it's over, most certainly, you know, by a great amount. But But I think, you know, when you look at the Milwaukee Brewers, I think it's going to be tough for Craig Council to try to get all these guys together and get them all on the same page. Because, right, like everybody else, they want to use a lot of players, and they've been able to do that. But you can't experiment. You've got to hit the ground running right away. If you're going to lose eight games in a row, you're done. I think the Brewers have done it a couple, two, three times. But so with that being said, yeah, it's over 31. I mean, no doubt about it.
Those are the three lanes for Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Coming up next, we are going to hear from Giannis, who talked earlier today from the Milwaukee Bucks and addressed the media and all their questions. We'll play a portion of that for you coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, let's hear from Gary and Leroy on Pella Window and Doors.
Boy, you're so good, Steve. Look at you. You're on point. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's making fresh air and sunshine easy, beautiful, and affordable. With your choice of 12-year 2.99% APR financing or 5 years no interest and 5 months no payments, Pella's been in business, folks, for fresh air and sunshine for 95 years. That's a long time, folks. With innovations like between the glass blinds and shades to let the sunshine in and as much as you want away from dust, dirt, and little hands. And Pella's amazing roll screen, Leroy, to let in the breeze anytime you need it, then roll out of sight when you don't. Feel invigorated knowing everything is Pella measured, Pella made, Pella installed, and backed by some of the strongest warranties in the business. Plus, breathe easier with 12 years, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free consultations today, folks, at PellaWI.com.
Time now for a CBS News update here on The Fan.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be a fun show. So tomorrow here on the Wendy's Big Show, and this was Dan Plucker's idea, our executive producer, giving him 110% credit for this one. Plucker came to us a couple days ago and said, "Hey guys, I got an idea. What if we interview somebody from each one of the teams that are going to be in this deal down in the bubble in Orlando for the NBA? What if we have somebody out from every team kind of previewing each team and, you know, the COVID-19 cases that each team has, the coaches that may or may not be going for each team, and kind of do that all the way through." Great idea. So, of course, our own executive producer leads with the guy's team, which is the reason why we have this expanded 22-team thing and everything else. The Pelicans, of course. Zion Williamson. We'll talk with Mark Menard tomorrow of the Pelicans at 2:48 tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. And then each day we'll have somebody from another one of those teams. And Zion Williamson, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe was the second person named today to the new NBA 2K game, one of three covers. He is the second person named. They're still waiting on our third person to be named. Is that correct, Pluck?
Yeah, so Zion will be on the next gen console, yep. The PlayStation 5 and Xbox, whatever the new one is called.
That's too bad. I'm gonna get PlayStation 5. I told you before, providing it's not like $800. I'm going to get
it's
a PlayStation 5.
$500 or $600. They announced it.
They did announce it.
Yeah, they announced it.
I totally
missed
it.
It's either $500 or $600. I can't remember.
Because there was talk that it wasn't going to be more than $499.99, whatever it was. But so you have an option, the PlayStation 5. You can get it with the disc drive or without the disc drive. And I was having a conversation with a 13-year-old the other night about this. And I said, I like having the disc, the physical disc. He's like, yeah, but it costs more to have it. I said, I understand. There's just something about having it in my hand when I want to play it. I have it. So I don't know what I'm going to do. What would you do, Plucker? Do you like the digital or do you like having the disc?
I'm getting the disc option because I'm hoping that it's going to have 4K capabilities. So if you have a disc and you have a 4K disc, you can put it in and play it, hopefully, on a 4K TV if you have it.
So you're saying the digital will not have that?
Well, the digital doesn't have a disc, so you can't put any like DVDs or anything like that in there.
Oh.
So you're not, it's just a PlayStation, all downloaded content.
So you're saying, so the disc one, you'll be able to play movies out of on
right.
a 4K TV.
And that's what we do anyway.
So we use
it as a DVD player as well. And I just looked it up. The digital edition, so all digital, no DVD, is $3.99, and the standard is $4.99 plus tax.
That's pretty good, the digital. $3.99 for a brand new console?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And you get what, one controller probably with it, like
yeah,
always?
Yeah, I think so.
So then you got to pay another 50 or 60 bucks to get a second controller and go through all that rigmarole. But yeah, 100 bucks less, I guess that does make a lot more sense. Okay, so let's hear from Giannis, who talked earlier today to the assembled media for the first time as they get ready to head on down to Orlando, well, Lake Buena Vista, for the bubble and get their training camp going here forward. This is what Giannis had to say earlier today.
Hi, Giannis. I have two quick questions for you. One, I'm just curious what now your workouts are able to look like. What are you able to do? What are they allowing from a safety standpoint? And then also, you guys worked really hard to put yourselves in a position to have the one seed. Now that's taken away. So what's going to be the key to kind of maintain that advantage as you face some teams that you would have had that home court advantage over, and now that that advantage is taken away?
First of all, in the practice, we can lift and we can just shoot. That's pretty much it. It's kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, training tables are like 6 feet apart from one another. You know, coaches are wearing masks. We gotta be really careful after we shoot. We gotta leave the court and allow the next person to come in and shoot. So it's kind of weird. You know, like you're not as close to your teammate as you will want to be. But as I said, you know, at the end of the day, we have a goal, which is to get better, win the championship. And we're going to try to do that with every means possible. Now that we don't have the advance anymore, it kind of a little bit sucks a little bit, because like we worked all year to, you know, play at home, play with our fans. We kind of hard to beat at home. We have unbelievable fans that support us every night, and not being able to have them out there, I think it's going to hurt a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, we don't have fans, the other teams don't have fans, and I heard that the NBA might find a way to give us in a different way advantage. Maybe give a person like a seventh foul, or give us a second coach's challenge, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm excited and I'm waiting to see what that's going to be. But at the end of the day, not be able to play in our home, our fans, is going to be hard.
Just quickly, is that important to you, that making up in some way, working with the NBA to make up that advantage, whatever that could be?
Yeah, it's important. Obviously, if we could get the one person to get like a seventh foul, we get like an extra timeout or a coach's challenge, so obviously it's going to help the team. The foul is definitely going to help me. But at the end of the day, we got to do what we got to do. You know, we got to do what we got to do. You know, this is what, how you guys say it over here in America, this is the card that we got, that dealt us. So we just got to play with them.
I was just wondering, as a new father, just being away from your family for at least a few weeks, how difficult is that going to be, just the bubble experience of not being with your family? And also, you said you compared a little bit to a FIBA tournament, but what's the mental grind going to be like being stuck in that bubble, and how do you kind of prepare for it?
Obviously, being a new father, you know, I've had the opportunity now for months to being able to you know, see my son grow and be around him, because like if the season was still, like we were still playing, I'll probably miss a lot. So, you know, I'm extremely blessed that I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my son. Obviously, going to Orlando is going to be really tough for everybody, because we're not going to be able to see our family for a few weeks. So we got to be like, you know, we got to be prepared for that, because I don't know if like we play, like we travel so much, but you know, even on the road, you can bring your family. We, you know, travel for 7 days, and you know, after a week you see them again. But now just going in there for like a month or a month and a half before you see your family, that's gonna be tough. But you know, I've done this in FIBA before. I've travel to China, travel to France, and stay for 2-3 weeks in a hotel just playing basketball. Obviously, it's tough. Like, when we go there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks in FIBA, it's really tough. I can imagine going there for 3 months. I think, you know, the game is going to be played mentally a lot. Not being able to see your family, you know, being there for 3 months, playing games with no fans. So it's going to be mental. You got to push yourself through this. But at the end of the day, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, there's going to be the start next to this championship. I feel like at the end of the day, this is going to be the toughest, like, championship you could ever win, you know, because, like, the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
Hi, Giannis. Good to see you. With all of our behaviors have changed here over the last several months, and we've been told to socially distance and steer clear of one another. You can't really even practice with your teammates yet. How challenging do you think it'll be to play a contact sport after months and months of socially distancing and trying to stay away from people? Do you think you'll be able to play the way you normally play?
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to play like we normally play. Obviously, I think a lot of players miss basketball. And once basketball is back, a lot of people are like, don't go 100%, don't go full speed. But yeah, I know that in Orlando that everybody that's going to be there is going to be healthy. So it's easy. Like, it's not going to be hard, I think.
Hey, Giannis, thanks for your time today, first and foremost. Two questions for you, one basketball, one more emotional. Basketball-wise, and kind of touching on the last question, what level of play do you anticipate seeing in Orlando? What's the caliber of basketball going to be like down there? And then on the emotional side of things, kind of where are your spirits now? Just you as a person, are you more concerned? Are you excited? Are you wary? What's going through your mind to get ready for this experience?
Obviously, I think like once we get to Orlando, like, you know, the level of basketball, like a lot of guys going to go full speed because, you know, a lot of players miss basketball, but I don't think like don't expect in the second game or third game, guys going to be 100%, you know, guys going to be rusty. You're going to see like a lot of balls, people throwing the ball through the stands or turnovers. Like, you're going to see that. But I think as we move forward, as guys get more comfortable, you know, the level of basketball and it's going to get better, this game. Me personally, I'm excited. Obviously, you know, kind of worried and, you know, don't know what to expect once I get there. Oh, blackout. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what to expect when I get there. But at the end of the day, I want to play, you know, I want to play basketball. I want to, you know, go out there with my teammates again and win some games and, you know, go out there and play for something, chase a goal. So I'm excited and a little bit concerned too. And obviously I don't think there's going to be any player that's not going to be a little bit sad, you know, leaving their family behind. But, you know, it is what it is and you got to do your job.
Hey, hope you're doing well. So with the NBA schedule, you're no stranger to packing, but a couple weeks is different than potentially 3 months. So what do you have to have in your suitcase and how do you even begin to lay out all you'll need for that amount of time?
Zora, I'm not going to lie to you. I never pack my bag. My girlfriend did that for me, but I know she's going, whatever she puts in there, there's going to be a lot of probably shorts, a lot of T-shirts. I know there's not going to be no cameras, no NBA access. So they told us we could like dress up with our team gear. All I got to take is probably my iPad so I can watch some film and my phone.
Hi, Giannis. Can you hear me? Are you okay?
Yes.
I hope you're feeling well. And speaking of that, I'm just wondering how you are doing health-wise. Has this time off during the pandemic been beneficial for you that way? And also, do you feel like perhaps you guys have lost a little momentum now that it's been a few months since you've played together, now going back and resuming the season?
You know, health-wise, I feel great. I feel 100% healthy. You know, I feel like I'm ready to go. Obviously, I know that I'm going to be a little bit rusty. I haven't played 5 versus 5 in a while. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, get back, practice with my teammates. I'm excited to play games. What was the second question? I forgot, sorry.
The second question was, are you concerned at all that your team, the Bucks, have lost a little momentum because you've had this time off during the pandemic as the season resumes now?
No, I think every team in the NBA lost momentum. Like, you know, everybody stopped playing basketball. You know, everybody stopped playing games. So I think we're just going to pick it up right where we left from. I think we're a great team, great players. We have great chemistry on the court, off the court. So once we, you know, start playing again, I think we're gonna be just fine.
Giannis, great to see you. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Awesome. Glad they didn't turn the lights out on you so I could ask this question. You talked about, you know, like flipping the switch a little bit and competing for a title, but you also honestly talked about Mariah and Liam and probably not seeing them for most, if not the entire run. How do you balance all the things that are going on yet flip that competitive switch? And I know you don't have a crystal ball, but the kind of the follow-up to that, Giannis, is if something would happen and you wouldn't be able to complete the journey to a title, how would you process that as well?
Hey, that's life. You know, if something happened and knock on wood, you know, we not able to go all the way, win the whole thing, you know, that's life. You just, you know, get better from it. Learn from it, and, you know, come ready again next year and, you know, go at it again. That, you know, that's how life is. Sometimes you want something so bad, you don't get it, but at the end of the day, if you really, really put your mind and your focus and everything on it, eventually it's going to happen. So, yeah, you gotta be ready for, you know, both scenarios, win or lose. But I can't worry about that. I have to worry about how me and my teammates can get better every day, individually, as a team, and not trying to focus as much in the future and the outcomes. Trying to focus like now, being the moment all the time.
There is Giannis from earlier today as he addressed the media. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Again, thanks to Emily Walden, our minor league baseball writer we had on earlier in the show. Asher Lowe joined us for a brief moment before his phone cut out. He's over at the Badger Wire. And Rick Schlesinger, Brewers president of business operations. If you missed any of it, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Fan on demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, or simply hit rewind on your radio.com app. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network saying that while the NFL is saying they're reducing the preseason schedule from 4 weeks to 2 weeks, apparently there are people within the players' union, leadership council, whatever you want to call it, that don't think the players should play any preseason games this year, and they want them all eliminated, apparently. So stay tuned for that drama coming at you, and just think about this. All of those guys that think this is a bad idea are all guaranteed jobs. What about the guys that are fighting for jobs, and now you want to eliminate those exhibition games? Always thinking about me first. That's how it works. That'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show. Zach Gelb Show coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Toodles!